Okay, what up? This is Black De Niro Boys Entertainment. I'm here today with three of my special friends, and we're here to talk about Black intervention for the youngsters out there, man. We're going to give a positive message off and give y'all a little insight about our life. So first off, we have my partner, Mai, on the phone. How you doing, Mai?
I'm good this morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, we got Bambino Red. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, man. I'm well, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we got my OG partner, old Smiley Roo. How you doing, sir?
All is well, man. All is well.
Okay, y'all, man. So we like we said, we doing this shit live in effect. So we winging this shit. There ain't no scripted shit. We gonna get y'all shit straight gutter shit. So first up again, here go Mai. Mai, tell us a little bit about your life for a minute, and then we can get into what we have to talk about.
So I'm 51. I'm Mai, short for Maisha. 51. I currently live in Las Vegas. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. Like I said, I'm 51, so I come from a time where, you know, we was dealing drugs, doing this, robbing, stealing, and killing. No, I'm not a thug. I'm not a gang member, but I was a hustler. So I got my money out the streets. I was born into that lifestyle from my mother and father. They was heavily in the game. So that was what I used to do, you know. I just feel like we don't have to do that anymore. So I own and operate two legitimate businesses here in Las Vegas. Liquidation business, sold out liquidations. And right on. I have a brick and mortar beauty supply, Mylene Beauty Bar. I'm just at a point in life where I'm so sick and tired. Being that I'm raising young Black men myself, I am right. So sick and tired of...
See, she dropped out again. So look, we're going to keep on going right here. Mai dropped out for a minute, but I'm pretty sure she'll come back in. So Smiley Roo, give me a little bit of background about yourself, man, and where you grew up at and things of that sort.
Well, I'm, you know, my name is Smiley. You call me Smiley Roo. 48, I'll be 49. I got 7 biological kids. I raised 4 more. I got 5 grandkids. I'm from 135th Street.
That's right. That's right. So you used to be heavy involved in the gang culture?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I used to be involved in it real, you know, real deep, you know. And I was a product of my environment.
That's right. That's right. So, okay.
Go ahead.
All right, look, let me, Maya's back connected. Maya, give me a second. I'm introducing the other two people that's on the line. So just give me 1 second. Okay. Bambino Red, tell us a little bit about yourself, Bambino.
What's up, y'all, man? I'm Bambino Red, man, aka Bam Roo. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, but, you know, Georgia is my resident where I stay at. I'm 27. 2020, I became a bestseller author from Behind the Wall. I am now currently an owner of BNT Freight Dispatching. I have my own company, LLC. I'm a motivational speaker, and you know, I write the blogs and everything, you know. So I've been out in Georgia, let's say, about all my life back and forth, you know what I'm saying? You know, I grew up from the hood, you know, banging in from Atlanta and everywhere I went to, you know what I'm saying? I've been in the gang culture since I was 12 years old. My father himself was a gang member of Vice Lord, you know, that's all I was raised around, you know, so. Just like the brother Smiley said, I was a product of my environment, you know, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Okay, so let me go now to Mai. Can you finish up for us, Mai, please?
As I was saying, my apologies for the delay because I don't know what's going on with my phone. But, you know, it's just really hits home for me because I'm raising young Black men and drugs is running rapid in the streets. This is a different.
Okay, y'all. Now I got a couple of questions for y'all. And is this for the youth? You know, what do you think today's like? Cause I look at shit like this, like, today we got a lot of internet, we got a lot of shit, people getting on the internet and they can be who they want to be. And that's all that people see nowadays. of a person. I don't think they really see each other. And then the youngsters, this is really affecting them because it kind of hurts their character and stuff like that, because people put so much bullshit out there, so many, I want to say make them look bigger than what they is. People get on there with fake money, this and that, and it makes the youngsters want to do this. What do y'all got to say about that? How y'all feel about that?
I'm gonna let you go first, Miley.
That's a good one.
About the the perceptions that they're getting from all this social media shit. I think that is hurting our youth. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, I think I'm right along with you. It is hurting our youth because it's taken away from their education.
Right.
Taken away, you know, from their patience, their education, because, you know, these kids nowadays, they get on here on this all social media stuff, and the parents is allowing them because they don't want to do their parents' duties.
Right.
You know, most of they stick them on the you know what I'm saying, on this social media stuff, and you know this is what's raising our kids right now. You know what I'm saying? They're not getting a full education.
Right.
Because, you know, the parents ain't sitting down as parents being parents no more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't like the simple fact that they got this social media stuff because it's raising our kids too fast and we're losing them.
Right. So they're getting it. They guidance right now. They getting guidance from what they call social media influencers. Because people have a lot of followers and this and that, and people automatically think they legit or think they what they're saying is right. That's how I feel about it. Okay, I got you. What's up, Mom?
So we're going to take it back because I agree, but I disagree.
Okay.
For one thing, of the kids nowadays, say my son, I have a son that's doing time. He's 31.
Right.
And then I have four boys. So I have a son that's 31, I have a son that's 24, and I have one that's 22. So we're going to go back to when we were growing up. We know what happened when we were growing up. The black man, and I can only speak from black perspective because I'm a black woman. So the black man was taken out of the home,
right,
you know, when drugs were introduced and things like that.
Right.
So we had fatherless kids, you
right.
know,
Most
fatherless
definitely.
Kids growing up, right?
Most definitely.
Which in turn, you know, kind of played a big, major part when it's not a father or a grandfather or a strong male figure in the home that plays a big part of these boy and girl life. So then it went on to, you know, now the fathers are coming back into play. A lot of people are being let out of prison. You know, they coming around, you know, but then they brought in pharmaceuticals. You know, now the pharmaceuticals got a hold of our kids. You know, because they in their mind, they making these kids think, quote unquote, it's it's not illegal drugs. These are legal drugs. You know,
right.
Now the doctors are the drug dealers.
Almost
so then come to play the social media, right? Along, y'all ain't gonna like what I'm about to say, but I gotta say it.
Yeah, that's what you go ahead and say it to them. They need this shit straight.
Some of this music, I can't get with it. I can't agree with it because when you telling us popping perks and drinking lean and riding ass in the lane and shit is the thing to do. You know, we all know that. Do anything for 30 days and it becomes a habit. So if you're listening to this music time and time again, then what is going to happen? So I believe it's three components. Well, really four. Black man not being in the home right now, and I ain't going to say it's by his choice. It's by design from a bigger picture than that.
Right.
But the black man not being in the home, you know, we lost a race of grandparents because they all were strung out on drugs, you know, the crack.
Most definitely.
So it's no grandparents now. We don't have that village mentality or that matriarch mentality. These kids don't have no respect for their elders no more. You know, so it was a domino effect, so to speak. So I agree. So social media plays a big part, but we have other components that's, you know, fucking our youth over.
Agreed.
You know, now they making girls think it's okay to be a prostitute. When I was growing up, that was taboo. You know, people did it, but they kept that. Even gays now.
Oh, yeah, you're right too about that.
Gays,
But people used to keep their sex life and things they did. They was ashamed.
Right.
Now, people ain't got no shame. They glorifying it, you know?
And I know, I got them in my inbox all the time talking about they want to get paid. I said, bitch, I wish I would give you a quota. I ain't give you a goddamn thing.
That you know, really needs to be addressed. But we all know, it's just like when they flooded our neighborhoods with the crack, that shit was bigger than us. So I feel like the same thing. They put these pharmaceuticals out there. These kids are getting a hold to them. Then they go, they getting all the old timers out of the prison so they can make way for these younger kids that's coming behind. You know, that's what that's all about. So it's real deep.
I like that. Yeah, oh yes, it's deep. And that's why I think we had this conversation today, Mai, because actually Mai the one that thought this up, you know, and this is a good message to give out to my listeners because as she brought it up, it hurt my heart just now. But yes, I'm a music label owner and I got an album coming out right now. It's called The Inauguration, fellas. I had to put that out there. Promotion. But you know, it does talk about some grimy stuff of the streets, but mine is not more like popping pills and all this stuff. It's really just telling the truth about what's out there. But yeah, I just had to take mine.
He can deal in truth, but this is a tough one because people try to act like now this not their problem. It is your problem. Because think about, we're going to be old. We're getting old. It's not going to be no Social Security for us or none of that because these kids ain't working. These kids run around here popping pills and living a fake gangster life, and it's sad. And you know, like, it's a brother with a podcast, I don't know, Brother Nori Mohammed, if you guys get it, tune into him. He speaks of the black man as an endangered species. Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's deep and it's real. And when you think of, you know, when you really listen and think and do your own research after you hear the brother, like he said, the black man's an endangered species. And what happens with an endangered species? They become extinct.
Become extinct, right.
And if you look on social media, they always pushing something for a woman, the black woman. What about the black man? It's always a woman. A woman's this and a woman's that. You got to really look at this shit, you know?
Right, and you know what? And I had just seen something too. It was talking about how, you know, the whole system was set up for our addiction. You understand what I'm saying? Whether it was pouring drugs in our neighborhoods, having us all fucking locked up, coming up with all these crazy ass motherfucking laws they got going on. You know what I'm saying? And it's targeted between the blacks and Hispanics because whites make up like 77% of America. Why in the hell is only like 2% of them in jail, 1%. The rest of them is blacks and Hispanic.
Right.
So, you know, it's set up for to take us down. And the reason why I really want to talk about this is very important because, you know, as well as myself, as well as my boy Smiley on the phone, and well as my boy Bambino Red, you know, we all actually just getting into starting our own business, being our own entrepreneur. You know, I met Mai like that. You know, I kind of met her like that. We was talking and we end up being great business partners and we always bouncing information off each other. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because you know, when I met her, she was doing, what was that?
Credit repair.
Well, she still do, y'all. She y'all need it. So, Smiley, give me a little feedback too, Smiley. I want to hear from Smiley a little bit too. Give me a little feedback on what she just said, Smiley.
You know what? I was just listening to her before, you know. My thing is this, you know, when you go back into the homes when we was coming up
kids,
what's missing is this, is, you know, a lot like you said, we're coming from broken homes. But ask yourself this, how could you be in a house where you have a mother without the father? How do the mother supposed to teach her sons how to be a male? How the mother supposed to teach her sons and daughters how to be in a relationship if they never grew up and seen the mother with a husband?
You got a point there. I mean, yeah, that's true because,
you know, yeah, it starts from the home. You know what I'm saying? You know, how can somebody be something if they never seen it? You know, it's sad out here. It's real sad out here for us black people. These youngsters coming up, you know, everybody struggling with a straight face.
That's right.
You know.
Okay.
Motherfuckers are smiling, but inside is crying.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Now I want to hear this from you guys. I want y'all to hear this. What did you guys do different? Because you guys are not in jail. You guys are not. I know we all struggling and striving and trying to survive, but you guys seem to be doing pretty good and made it through it. What kind of advice could you give to our youngsters, to our black youth, and to any youth if that's the reason? On how you survived and made it through, and what you're doing now to stay afloat.
Miss suckers and duck busters. No, I'm just...
well, I hear you, but you're gonna have to do that too.
Hey, look, you know, far as you know, you gotta have your own mind. Have your own mind. Move, you know. It's kind of hard because there's so much influence out here, you know, with these kids in the streets, because you know. People's having it hard, you know.
Right.
Especially now this pandemic came, it's really going crazy. All I can say is,
let me say this.
Go ahead, man.
Fucked our kids up. All that money that was being passed around,
right?
They swear they are John Gotti, and that's the truth of this matter. That shit fucked these. And when I say kids, I mean the 20-year-olds.
Yeah, I agree.
That shit fucked them up. And when I say this, I'm getting, like I said, I have 7 kids.
Uh-huh.
First-hand experience.
Right.
That shit fucked them up to where they think, seriously, they think they El Chapo or somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these motherfuckers like, you have no clue what getting in out the mud is. Okay? And my thing is this. I'm sorry, Smile. My thing is this. We did that shit so y'all don't have to. Like, I tell my kids all the time, baby, it's too much legitimate money out here for you to be putting your freedom on the line, let alone your life, this thing.
Right.
It's legitimate. Social media can be your worst enemy or your best friend because there's so much money on social media.
Right.
But use these tools. They got tools. We didn't have these tools. Seriously.
Right. They do.
We did to try to get out of the poverty. A lot of people that came from where we came from, that's the only way we seen out of poverty, truth be told. That ain't the case no more. I mean, they got motherfuckers charging $100 for a haircut now, okay? All because they social media famous. You ain't gotta do that shit from way back in the day.
Yeah,
that'd be my main thing. So I wanna some way, somehow get some type of thing started to where we can get these youth to understand this. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck about their history. They don't give a fuck about slavery. They don't give a fuck about nothing.
Right.
But this drug,
but entertainment,
media,
right,
and these type of fans these boys is wearing.
Right. And all these things, and all them things you just named is very important for a person's morals and their character of the being they gonna be when they get older. And when they, you know, when they develop into being somebody who they gonna be in life. Because if you don't have the more, like you said, history and all that stuff, it matters. It matters to your psyche about this stuff because it creates a different outlook at life on what the fuck is going on. Because my thing is right now is that this is why we do this type. This is why we doing what we doing right now, because we all taking time out of our busy days to come give a message to the youth that it is a better way. You know what I'm saying? It is a better way. And we're figuring out that it is a better way. You understand what I'm saying? Because we survived it. We're going through it. And we're still doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thing.
And they got it easy. They got it easy. For real.
Oh, yeah. Because, see, when I was coming up, it was very hard. You know, I'm one of the ones, you know, they would call. You know, I fell by the wayside. I've been a victim of the system. But. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a 3-time loser. I've been through the shit wringer. But the only thing is that, you know, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people might look at me and say, "Oh yeah, nigga, you against the all eyes and this and that. No, motherfucker, I'm free in the inside, though. And that was my main thing. I got free from being in the inside. And I'm happy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not sad. I'm not bitter. I'm not none of that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I would tell our youth, though?
What's that?
Write your own paycheck. Ain't nobody going to pay you what you worth. Start your own business. And it ain't got to be your main thing. It could be your side hustle. But make sure whatever you're doing, you know, you have a business. Business upon yourself.
Right.
Have some residual income. One source of income is not going to get you there. But we also have to believe this. Everything ain't for everybody.
Yeah, you got that right. You got that
right.
You know,
right.
She's in college now. She's in college now. So she's like, Mama, everybody don't want to be a business owner. And, you know, I had to really take that in consideration because I was pushing the businesses that I own on them, wanted them to jump on board and do this. But, you know, I just want them to be successful.
You weren't going to do 100%.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time I was talking to my... And I was like, and that's when I really, I think I had just started my LLC and I was just going through it, trying to learn to see what it was about or whatnot. And she was like, you know what, B-Rock? That's what the fuck I need to be doing right there. I'm getting my own motherfucking business. Fuck all this shit. And from there, man, she took off. She took off and was off and running by herself. Now she's educating other people how to do their own things right now. And my touch base, what are you doing right now anyway? On the pallets and stuff like that, I be seeing it.
The liquidation business. So I buy and sell pallets, liquidation pallets.
Right.
And liquidation pallets are Walmart, Amazon, Sam's Club, Lowe's, Home Depot. There's no limit to what kind of pallet you can get with items on there, pennies on a dollar. So right, what I'm doing right now is teaching other people how to buy and sell liquidation pallets. So I'm not one of those influencers or people like that. I actually practice what I preach.
Right.
I actually do this. It's good money in the liquidation business. I like to tell our people, and when I say our people, I'm talking about my people because,
right,
you know, I have to push it for my people. Right. I do.
And where can they find you at with this? I mean, where can they find you at on social media? What you got any?
Sold Out Liquidations. Sold Out Liquidations on Facebook are the CEO of it.
What you say, Smiley?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay.
Sold Out Liquidations are the CEO of everything. And the CEO of everything just means I dabble in all the fields. I get money at all the fields. I'm the side hustle queen, six-figure side hustle queen. So, yeah, they could tap in with me, and I can definitely lace them with this game because I got some.
All right, for sure, for sure, for sure. Hey, y'all, tap in with mine, man. Make sure y'all do that. Hey, Smiley, I want to hear one last thing from you, man. I want to hear right now about how you finishing up in your life and give a word to the youngsters out there, man. Certainly young gamers, man, because me and my nigga Smiley, we're from the same hood. We're from 135th Street, born and raised. We done been through the shits, all the shits, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we kind of turned our life around, man, and we are, you know, we advocating, man, for peace, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to, you know, be all that no more, because we really fight for nothing. We got bamboozled, Smiley, and we really did. But that's for another day. But this, you know, say something to the kids, man, something inspiring,
this
man, for them.
This is for, you know, the black youth. One, guys got to learn how to take the cotton out your ears and put it in your mouth. Meaning that you got to listen when somebody is telling you something. Because we living in a me-me-me-ass world.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to listen. You can sit there and you wonder why your friend is more advanced, more advanced than you, because when the person was talking, he was listening and you was running your mouth.
Right. No, so other words, don't talk too much and listen.
Yeah, listen sometimes. Sometimes, you know, less is more. You know what I'm saying? Stay in school. Get your education. You want your mind to constantly think. And then you can put it together. Like Maisha put an LLC. Like B-Rock put his LLC. You can put it together. You got to keep on. You got to keep on going. You got to keep on striving.
That's
you
right, bro.
I know it's hard out there. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a religion, pray to whatever religion you're in. You know what I'm saying? You got to believe in something. You got to love yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And, that's right.
You know, and you're the only one that's in control of your own happiness.
Right. And y'all remember,
you know what I'm saying?
And y'all remember out there too, man. Sorry to cut y'all. Y'all remember, man, you guys gonna be your own best fan. So if you trying to do something, don't worry if people don't like it. Don't worry about people don't share. Don't worry about that shit. Because first, you got to believe in yourself. And you got to be your own best fan for a while. But once that shit get off and start running, man, you're going to start seeing other people looking at you. Because they watching you. They might not be interacting with you, but they fucking watching. So you just keep on pushing in what you believe in, man. I guarantee you some doors are open. So what you got to say, Ma? I want to hear some last thoughts from the queen, my partner.
You know my take on it, B-Rock. I be so disgusted and my heart be heavy every time I'm on social media and I see, you know, oh, another youth has died, car accident, drug overdose, killing each other. It's worse than when we were growing up. So I really want to get something started, a nonprofit, something like that.
That
really
sound cool right there. That's something to think about.
To really help these kids out, these young kids, because we live in a society of suicidal kids.
Right.
They're not strong like how we were.
Oh, maybe they're not. I don't want to seem insensitive, and you know, but they're weak. They're so weak. You know, I used to, when I was growing up, peer pressure, you know, because I was the leader. I would never follow.
Right.
I couldn't relate to peer pressure.
Yeah.
But I look at my sons now, and I got one right now that's fighting that demon with them pharmaceuticals. And some days I get so mad at them so I really could put my hands on them. And some days, you know.
Yeah.
But I have to, like my daughter say, Mom, nobody, you just superwoman. You just superwoman. Yeah. We're not like you. You know, we have feelings and we have emotions.
Right.
And I was like, I have feelings and emotions, you know, but I was just raised different. And I just feel for my sons. I feel for my sons.
And you know what? I understand your sons better. I don't know them personally, but I really understand them.
I called you about my son, and he's 31. And I was like, ooh, I was fighting mad.
Right, I remember. And, but you know, I understand, because you know, I was hooked on PCP, you know, for a while. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, it had me tunnel vision, so to speak, for not really giving a fuck about a lot of shit I usually would give a fuck about. But it's hard to see your addiction when you don't accept it. They say, yes, I'm an addict. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you can start fixing yourself.
Yes.
Believe me, I took a lot of AANA classes. I'm talking about for decades. So, but that's for another story.
Smiley made a good point. A woman cannot teach a boy how to be a man. And I think that's my son's problems, for real, against me. Sometimes they act like they go against me. They'll go and run and tell the world, oh, ask my mama. She know everything. Call my mama. But when it comes to them and me, we just clash. We bump heads. And this is all my boys. Because I think they don't want to take the advice from a woman. I truly believe that.
That's cool.
I truly believe that. But, you know, they going to be all right. Because I'm a praying woman and you know, I'm tough. So I just want to really start something for our boys. You know, I focus on our men because we don't have enough focus for the black men. For the black male, it ain't enough focus, for real. I'm so sick of seeing that shit on my timeline. Oh, women this and women grouping, women this. And... yeah, see, you see how they trying to wipe out the black man?
On the real, for real.
But you know what? You know what? Just like you said earlier, Forrest, you know what I'm saying? These people in the industry and they putting all this stuff on social media and this rap shit and popping pills and all this old shit. And just the same way they thinking it, they glorifying to be gay. You know what I'm saying? Since when, look, you can tell the generation is messed up. You know what I'm saying? Since when men wear tight clothes? Women wear tight clothes so you can see their figure. Now these dudes walking around with boy shorts on and, you know, they're showing their ass and they got their little skinny jeans on and, you know what I'm saying? It's just messed up. Then you got famous rappers that don't even step in the way and, you know, tell people it's not okay to do this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's just mad out here. So you know what I'm saying? So to these black single women, you know what I'm saying?
stand strong. These black single men that's raising kids, because you got fathers out here raising kids on their own too, raising daughters. And they ain't got no woman. You know what I'm saying? They can't teach a girl how to be a girl if they're a man.
Yeah, because it's a lot of youngsters now, man. A lot of teenagers now, and even young adults now, and they just don't respect themselves at all, man. They out here shaking their assholes and just fucking, it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous, though. And the men acting like females. You got niggas out here acting just like women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This shit is just ridiculous, but we're going to have to do better as a whole. You know what I'm saying? It all starts with us, to each one teach one. And it's going to start regardless if we like it or not, or how it is what it is right now. The ball is in motion. Only thing we can do now is try to educate, put it out there, and teach who we can teach. If it only get to one person, hey, that's cool. We changed that one person's life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We gotta lead by example.
All right, y'all. Well, listen to y'all. We're going to be wrapping this up in a second. So, as always, this is Black the Nerd Boys Entertainment. We love y'all out there, man. My boy Bambino Red is finna come in right now. I got to have an exclusive interview with him because he got cut off. But we're going to add him to the end of this interview. And, man, I love both of y'all, man, for taking y'all days out and shit, man. I appreciate you guys.
Yes, thank you for having me.
The opportunity.
Okay, no way. This is Black Noble Boys Entertainment saying peace. We out of here. Thank y'all. G1.
Thank you. Later. Peace.
Okay, we back, y'all, with Bambino Red. Man, I'm sorry he couldn't be on the same conference interview with me and Mai and Smiley. But we got him now. How you doing, Bambino Red? How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Other than melting in this damn Georgia heat, man, I'm all right.
I already know, man. So let me just bring you up to speed on what we was talking about. We was talking about the topic of this thing is black intervention anyway. And right. We're talking about, you know, the problems in society. We was talking about how the internet and social media is affecting our youth and the perception that is given to the youth. As far as the glitter, half naked, this and this and that, and it's kind of affecting our youth's perception of what's important in life. That's what I feel. But you know, what the hell do I know? But anyway, man, I'm gonna touch things with you, man. We didn't already had an interview before. You remember that shit? We already had an interview before. Bambino is an author, y'all. He's a respectable author, man. He started from under the Betty on the Beach, and he's in prison. You know what I'm saying? But he does all this from there, man, and he's doing his stuff, but he'll be out soon. Okay, all man. Right. First of all, man, I want to know, what is, like, you're only 27 years old. So,
correct.
What's your outlook on social media? How do you look at social media? You look at that as like, you know, it's like that's your whole, like, personality on it. That's your character. That's the way you are. That's the way people expect you to be or what?
I believe social media it's an outlet to some, you know what I'm saying? It's an outlet to some to be themselves, but it's also an outlet for they can, you know what I'm saying, proceed to be a character that they want to portray out there.
Right.
You know, so like you said, you feel, you know, a lot of people feel like social media is having a very huge harm to society, especially from the people in my generation, you know, because... Right. A lot of people are doing things in reaction, reacting off of things that happen off of right. social media.
Right, I agree with that.
You know, it's the same how, look how the rappers betray themselves, you know?
Right.
And the image they give themselves now.
Right.
You know, and you have a lot of the young ones, you know, that's all they see. All they see them, you know, throwing up gang signs, throwing up pistols, throwing up money. So with them looking on here, they thinking, okay, home about this life, you feel me? Not knowing, he just shot this with some, you know, some prop guns and then nice little suburbs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's so I believe social media, it can also be a good thing also, you know, you network and you can push your voice out there who you are. So it just, it's a battle of good and evil, really, you know, what you want to use that for, you know, and
right.
what you accepting in. That's my outlook on social media.
Okay, now was you born in like, were you raised up in a two-parent home or what?
I was in a two-parent home.
Okay, so you had a mom and dad, so they basically so gave you the morals, and you seen actually family setting where there's a mom and a dad in the household. Do you think that affected you anyway when you got older, your morals and your outlook on life? Because you had two parents?
Oh, yeah, yes. I can tell a big difference. You know, I can tell a big difference. You know, my parents did, you know, even though we grew up in the projects and everything, they raised me big on respect. You know, I'd have to catch myself. Even when I was talking to you, you'd be saying, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Right, you know
right,
what I
right,
mean?
Right,
like,
right, right.
That, and I really noticed it, like, especially when I came to prison. You know, I've been locked up since I was 20 years old.
Right.
And, you know, you meet a lot of, you know, people from different backgrounds and stuff like that. But the respect they got, you know, some people call it home training, you know, but, like, the respect they got is
right.
is a lot different. You know what I mean? They didn't have that teaching when they were growing up.
Right. Now you, I heard you was in gangs and stuff like that. So you were in gangs or you are still a gang member?
Still, yes.
Okay, now let me ask you something, right? Coming from a two-parent home now, so you have certain morals that's installed in you from a two-parent home. Do you think now, since now, you did turn your life away, even though you involved with gangs, you're inspiring Arthur right now, and you was doing the truck driver dispatching thing like that. So that's positive for a person your age. You're only 27 years old. So you think other little youngsters look at you now and you give them positive feedback on this what you should be doing or this what you shouldn't be doing?
Oh yes, you know I talk to the youth a lot. You know, a lot of them grew up watching me. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want them to follow the same path as I did. You know,
definitely.
And so you know how the little bros did. They be wanting to, you know, get put on and you know want to. You know, want to rep the hood, and I'll be like, no, you know what I'm saying? You repping me by doing right out there. You said, I failed y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll be lame for putting y'all in the same path that I did. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like even though I got raised in a two-parent home, you know, my father, you know, he a preacher now. Before he became a preacher, my father gangbanged.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my father was vice lord. So all I knew was red flags and stuff like that. Like, that was my environment. You know what I'm saying? I picked up on it.
Right.
You know, so the people who have a choice, you know, a lot of like, you know, time change, and I know there's a big difference of how it was when you was a youngster than I'm a youngster.
Right, I appreciate
you know what
you.
I'm saying? And it is a lot different to when I was young and they was young. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole meaning of being in these gangs and stuff is completely different in my perspective.
Right.
You know.
Now are you So right now, so you're currently right now, you're out in Georgia now, right?
Yes, sir.
And moving on a little bit, going like right now to the present, what do you have going on right now that's positive in your life, and what are you doing now?
Well, you know, I'm still to writing these books. I'm currently writing these self-help books, you know, for the youth and everything. I started my own dispatching company. You know, BNT Freight Dispatching.
Right.
Try to, you know, anything to keep me in legitimacy, you know.
Right.
You know, I stepped away from, you know, the violence and, you know, the bull politic of the gang stuff, right. You know what I mean?
Right. So you're starting to learn as you're getting older now that what's really important to your life.
Oh,
you know, that's what you're starting to learn.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting there, reaching that moment where, you know, I'm sitting here in a cell by myself. I'm watching my bros either die or receive 1,000 years from feds and stuff like that. And, you know, after a while, that hits you, you know?
Right.
It goes from 1, 2, 3, 4 partners. You know how it goes. Then it goes to 10, 12 partners. They gone, you know? And when you sit in the cell and you ask yourself, was it worth it? Is this worth that? You know, I'm not there with my son right now. I ain't there with my wife right now. No, it's not worth it.
Right.
It's not. You know, so my big thing, you know, now, you know, I talk a lot to the kids, a lot to the youth,
right.
You know.
Well, what do you talk to about education? You think education is important?
Oh, man, that's education, the first thing. Man, bro, I ain't got a lot to you. If I had half the opportunities or knew the half the opportunity that was out there when I was on the street when I was young,
right.
I wouldn't be in here. I wouldn't be in here, man.
Most
yes, education is key. You know, it was my ability to comprehend reading and writing everything that got me out the self-prison I was in. You know, I was already in prison before I was in prison because I didn't know, you know, and once I learned, you know, how to use my voice and how to accurately describe scenes and write and use the gift that God blessed me with, I watched myself elevate. So I always try to teach, you know, the youth, you know, education is important. Trades are important. The trades and education is the key. And add hard work with that, you got it. That's all.
Most definitely, man. I feel that, bro. I feel that, man. And I'm glad, man, we discussed this, man, and had this conversation, because it's good to get out a youngster, you know what I'm saying? You're actually a youngster in this game, and it's good for you to speak to your youth, man, and let them know, like, hey, man, if I'm in this situation, I can do what I'm doing. You definitely can do better than what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because right now you're in the worst situation possible, but you're still elevating and you're still learning and you still got a positive outlook on things. So to y'all out there, man, it ain't so bad. You know what I'm saying? It can get worse.
It can.
So I want to leave this with y'all, man, before I get off, man. I want to read y'all something, man. I had wrote this down, and it's that this show right here, like I said, we call it Black Intervention. So this show is made to help the youth of today from making bad choices that can lead them down a destructive path, you know, such as drugs, gangs, and everything else that comes with it, you know. And just remember, man, you got to set some goals that's obtainable. Don't try to set the too big. You have a big goal, but you got to set little bitty goals to get to your big goal. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, because the world we live in now today is just a lot of smoke and mirrors. So you really got to dig deep and find yourself, like what makes you happy. And then that's where your true power is going to come from, if y'all understand what I'm saying. So, man, Bambino Red, man, I so appreciate you, man. And you can shout out your Instagram too, man, to people. Let them know where to find you, where they can find. Still go buy your books now, man. They still can go do that and let them know everything about you.
Okay, appreciate it, B-Rod. Thank you for having me here too, man.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, bro.
Y'all can find my bestseller book, Unlike Sinners, Words from the Pen by Bambino Red, on all platforms. That's Walmart online, that's Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, all the major suppliers of books, I'm there. You can follow me on Instagram at the_Bino_5IBE. Instagram. Oh, B-Rod. Thank you, brother. I got to go out of here, bro.
Yeah, I love you too, bro, man. No problem, man. All right,
thank you.
All right, man. This is Black Boy Boy Entertainment, man. I love you guys. I'm out. Y'all, don't forget, June 19th this year, the inauguration compilation album will be out on all platforms. Go grab it, man. Support. Support black-owned business. Support your boy, B-Rock. I love y'all, man. I'm out.